This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
All right, we're back at St. John Fisher University. Good morning. What would you call the weather right now? Is it sticky at all? Got a slight breeze going, I think.
A little humid today.
Yeah.
It's not going to get as hot as it was yesterday, though.
No. How hot really did yesterday get? Yesterday was pretty hot. It got a little windy, though, so... It really did end up helping, I think.
Yeah, and yesterday, thankfully, we were off the field. Players, coaches, ended practice, media, off the field, fans out of here well before noon.
Yeah.
I mean, that helped because it got really toasty after that.
Yeah, stopped it a little bit earlier. So, good morning. It's a Friday morning. Get you into the weekend here. Fans coming up to St. John Fisher for practice a little bit later on this morning. Joe DiBiase, Sal Capaccio, Jeremy White is off this morning. Our coverage here at St. John Fisher is presented by Fecal Car and Joyce, your border attorneys. Buy Outlet Liquor when you need to stock up. It's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Connors and Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys, and driven by your Upstate Honda dealers for great Honda deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your Upstate Honda dealer today. A lot to get to today. We'll talk about yesterday's practice and how the first couple of days have gone. A little bit of AFC East injury news item from yesterday that ended up not being as bad as others may have thought when the first reports were coming out about Justin Fields. Do you have a philosophy on tweeting out the cart is coming out? Although that hasn't really even happened here. Because yesterday, Fields,
it's a great question.
A lot of tweets about Justin Fields. The cart is coming out for Justin Fields. And he's sitting in the front seat, and it's a toe injury. Like, you might have thought way worse when you just saw cart coming out.
We had this discussion afterwards on the field with some of the media members.
Uh-huh.
Because we were comparing it to carts coming out in years past and what that means and what it doesn't mean.
Yeah.
And for example, I think it was maybe Micah Hyde got injured one time. And
in
they literally just in practice. So
practice.
At training camp, it's different because they put him in the front seat of a cart and drove him into the locker room,
right,
which is such a long walk. That's why you do it.
Right.
So the cart didn't come out necessarily because the injury was so bad for the cart to come get him.
Mm-hmm.
It was, hey, we don't want you walking all that way.
Right.
So we'll take you in, get you in the front seat. There have been guys who have been carted off. I remember when Reggie Ragland got hurt. Here.
Right.
And we didn't know the extent. He had torn his ACL, I think it was,
mm-hmm.
on a wet field one day. So to answer your question, I try to personally, my philosophy is to try and get as descriptive as possible there because that is such a, like, really people hang on whatever you write.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So if in that situation, I probably would have written something like, they're putting him on a cart and he's sitting in the front seat. Like,
right.
I would literally describe everything.
Sure.
He's going to sit
that would be
in
helpful.
The front seat of the cart while they take him in.
That's because that is very. I think
the
cart
is coming out for him.
Right. That is very different than what. Right. If you just had put the cart is coming out for blank, that what is the assumption by many? Like,
that's
oh no,
injury.
That's a major injury, season-ending injury, and thank goodness, you know, knock on wood, this continues. I can't even. I mean, you guys haven't really been tested on that all that much.
Thank goodness, right?
Right. Yeah. Knock on wood for that. The Bills have been very healthy.
I think in a game. In a game, they don't bring the cart to the player unless it's significant enough.
Right. Out on the actual field.
Out on the actual field. Sometimes from the medical tent, they might do it. Even then, it's pretty significant. Right. But, yeah, sometimes you'll just at training camp, depending on all these places and how they train, where they train, here it's a pretty significant walk from the practice field over to the locker room. And if a guy's dealing with anything, especially lower body, just like he's not walking. Just put him, sit him down.
Right.
And let's bring him in, then we can evaluate him.
That kind of sounds what the Fields was a little bit yesterday. Like, he was limping, but he could still walk a little bit. And that's the same thing. They drove him back because it was a long ways away. Dislocated toe for him. We could talk about the AFC East a little bit later on and the Jets, if Fields is going to miss any time. Although, probably not. Going to miss a ton of time. Anyways, training camp, if you got any questions, feel free. 803-0550 is the phone number. If you're interested in how somebody has looked or maybe – you know, on the flip end, if they've looked good, if they've looked bad, you can give us a phone call at 803-0550.
Can I say one more thing about that Fields injury?
Yeah, go ahead.
So later then, Rich Cimini of
As
ESPN.
We chase a beetle around here. Is this the same beetle that we interviewed yesterday?
A beetle?
I think it's a beetle.
It's not a bee?
No, that's a beetle. We yesterday, that it could have been the very same beetle. It was on this tablecloth, and we interviewed it. Jeremy put the camera up to it. I believe he's returned for his 6 a.m. hit here.
Wow, I did not
very
know
annoying.
This, but that's why if you're watching on video, by the way, hi on all the YouTube people, hi, it's Sal, I'm in for Jeremy today, and
we might be, Sal also just waved to his, I think his laptop.
I gotta remember, I'm on this camera here. Hi, everybody, we got a couple cameras running around here, so hi, everybody in the bullpen. So Rich Cimini last night, what he tweeted, and because this is when everybody was getting the actual final confirmation of it's just a toe, we started hearing that. And then he said, it's not as bad as initially thought. They're hopeful he's ready for week one or he should be or something. And I'm thinking, okay, I'd still be kind of freaking out if I read my starting quarterback might miss the rest of the preseason. That's kind of the way that reads to me.
A little bit. And a toe injury for a guy.
Dislocated toe.
Right. Yeah. That's different than, like, toe injuries. Like, this guy's toe came out of the socket. I especially wouldn't be loving the idea of a toe injury that, like, oh, should be good by week one when he's a running quarterback. And a lot of his value is built on running the football.
That's right.
In Justin Fields. So, you and Matt Bove, you had your live It's Always Game Day in Buffalo last night at Barbill. It sounded like a great turnout, right?
It was an amazing turnout. Thank you so much to everybody who came out to Barbill East here in Rochester. We had lots of our media colleagues come out there and hang out and join us and support us, and we appreciate that. But, man, Joe, I got there. The pod was scheduled to start and go live at 7, which I think we started at 7:05. We gave it a little bit of space. Mm-hmm. I get there about 5:45, and it was already, like, people waiting outside to get in.
Yeah.
And I was wheeling this wagon in. Everybody's like, hey, Sal, let's go. Let's do it. And they were ready to rock and roll. And, you know, there were spots for everybody. If you wanted to come in, you could stand, sit, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, like, it was really awesome to see so many people there. And then we put an extra seat down and said, hey, you want to come up and ask a question? Come on up. And we had so many people come up and talk to us and ask us questions. It had really valid. We had younger people, older people, didn't matter. They came up, they asked us questions. Matt and I went for a little over an hour. We had a great time. Thank you so much, not only to Barbill East, but Fiddlehead IPA. They made it possible last night. And it's been kind of a yearly tradition. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
What was the best question you got yesterday?
Ooh, you know what? I'm going to think on that because there was a really good question. Okay, best question we got was something we've debated and you guys have talked about. I think you had a topic of this.
Okay.
This person actually, I don't know if they were listening, stole your topic.
Maybe. That's fine.
The question was, outside of Josh Allen, who is the most important player the Bills cannot afford to lose?
Okay. That is definitely a topic we've had during the offseason. And what was your answer?
Boy, we ran through. I said, I'm tempted to say Deion Dawkins. So I think it could be him because I'm not sure what you get at a 17 games at left tackle. Let's just say even 5-6 games, right?
Sure.
And you're not talking about one game here. You know, as much as I love Joe Andreessen, could he handle middle linebacker for a long period of time?
I'm not sure. I did think of that, yeah.
And then I thought about Christian Benford. I mean, given the fact they're already having a competition at cornerback too, could you afford to – what if Benford was out any length of time?
I think the – did we not really see evidence of this? The answer last season was Christian Benford. He goes out in that AFC Championship game, and it was very hard for them to maintain their defensive game plan without him in there. And that's not even just Kyrie Elam being in there. People forget Rasul Douglas got lit up a little bit in that AFC Championship game as well. Is he still the answer? That's a good question. Like, he would be near the top of the list, but would he be the next name after Josh Allen when I've got more options, maybe more trustworthy options than they would have had at corner a year, like not even a year ago, 7 months ago, when they would have taken the field? If it's Max Harrison, Trey White, and Dane Jackson, you're missing an amazing corner, and I think maybe one of the top 10 corners in the league. But, you know, you're better off there. So it really is tough because you're not. It's a combination of how good the player is and then how replaceable it is. Like, how good is the depth piece behind them? For Deion Dawkins, like, if he goes out, you know, knock on wood, none of this happens. If Deion Dawkins goes out, who's coming in? Immediate left tackle.
Probably Ryan Vandermark right now.
Okay.
And maybe Tylon Grable. One of them would. Okay. It would be one of those guys right now because I don't think you're moving Spencer Brown over to left.
And Ryan Vandermark's played sparingly, but hasn't that looked okay whenever he's had to – yeah. Whatever he's had to go in. And Josh, of course, is a quarterback that is very good at escaping pressure. I don't want to make it sound like Dawkins' job isn't as important because Josh can
right.
do that, but I think you could maybe get away with that a little bit if you really needed to in a pinch. Bernard might be a good answer. It's just because of the question of can Joe Andreessen come in and lead the defense?
Right. Or if you, I guess you could say, well, what if you wanted to put Dorian Williams at Mike linebacker? That's fine. I just think that's Joe Andreessen's spot right now. Or Bale Inspector. I mean, they are competing. I keep saying it's Joe Andreessen. Mm-hmm. But I see Bale Inspector out here working both linebacker spots, and he's getting time. He's in this competition, and I'll be the first to tell you, and I agree with everybody, like Bale Inspector's had availability issues, and for that reason, I think Joe Andreessen gets a great opportunity, and I think Joe Andreessen has done a nice job and should win that job. But I wouldn't completely count out Bale Inspector from how they might see everything, the fact that he's been in the system for 3 years, speaking of linebacker. And then speaking of that as well, Dorian Williams, he did leave practice yesterday. Mm-hmm. And as you heard in our update with Joe Kelly, I saw him walk from out of the locker room up the stairs over here to where the lunch and the dormitories are.
Yep.
He walked on his own upstairs, which is good. Okay. But he had a pretty noticeable limp, Joe, and a sleeve around his bottom right leg,
okay.
lower right leg.
And then there was an injury to A.J. Epenesa as well yesterday?
Yeah, we don't know exactly what that was.
Okay.
Earlier, I had not seen this. The other media on hand told me, and I said, oh, I didn't see that. And Thad Brown tweeted it, so I retweeted him. Apparently, A.J. Epenesa, like, whacked, I'll say punched,
okay.
Jackson Hawes in the face. I mean, they have helmets on.
Helmet. So, yeah,
and,
the helmet.
It's like no one really could figure out why because they kind of weren't involved with each other in the play.
And there wasn't a scrum after?
There wasn't. Nothing happened.
And that's weird.
That's why I didn't know.
Punch gets thrown at practice.
Yes.
You're expecting,
yeah.
like, 10 guys to jump
that's
in there
exactly
and start
right.
wrestling around.
So, I'm guessing that they had tangled up and he kind of whacked him on the way out. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. But anyway, there were A.J. Epenesa and Dorian Williams got injured. The one guy we didn't mention there when the person came up to talk to us and asked the question, I don't think anybody got to James Cook.
You know, I mean, that is the position, and that is – it's a good question, like, because this guy is going to play this year. Maybe he's going to play more than he did last year. Do you feel that people have a trust or a high regard?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Heard for how good Ray Davis is right now? Like, how good do you think people think Ray Davis is? How good do you think Ray Davis is?
I don't think Ray Davis is James Cook, but I think Ray Davis in this NFL with this quarterback and this offense is a suitable replacement for this team to not really have any drop-off in how many games they win.
Right.
Is that a good way to put it?
What's the wins over replacement?
That's the stat now that really came in vogue with baseball, war, right? Wins over replacement. I mean, on this team, how many wins over replacement is James Cook over Ray Davis? If you found out, this is a great way to do it. Mike Shope does this all the time, and he's right. Mike goes by the betting markets.
Yeah.
If James Cook decided, I'm holding out, I'm skipping the season, let's not even say injury. We won't, you know, talk about that part.
Yeah.
But let's just say something happened, he wasn't around. Do their win totals move in Vegas?
No, they definitely don't move in Vegas.
That's what I mean.
They definitely don't.
So, I think that's a good way to
One, though, where that's true. Those markets often won't move unless there is either, one, a quarterback injury, or two, a volume of injuries. You get 3, 4, 5 injuries, and then they'll start moving. But you make the right point. Like, maybe if a Dawkins goes out or somebody like that, you might get a little bit of movement. Cook, I don't think you're not getting any. And again, that's not to disparage how good he is. I think there are like some of the next gen stat numbers, yards over expected. Last year, James Cook is like one of the best running backs in football, and Ray Davis is like right at the middle. Like, he's like at what he should get. He's not below what he should get. He's about getting what the blocking in front of him, you know, would imply he should get, at least by next gen stats. So, you know, like, Cook being on that list of guys that I, you know, the most irreplaceable Bills, I just think that the Bills as an offense, and who the backups are, I think they could. I think they could live without him. He makes them better, but their run game would still be pretty threatening. I think their offense as a whole would still be a top 5 unit in the league. I mean, the thing you would be losing, I think, the most, Sal, is you would be losing like the breakaway runs. Because Cook gave you a lot of those last year. Like, he would get to the open field and he's outrunning defensive backs. And I don't think Ray Davis is slow by any means, but how many of those 40, 50-yard touchdowns Cook had last year is Davis going to the house? Maybe not all of them.
No. He did have that one against Miami. Remember Ray Davis? Catches the swing pass and takes it like 60 yards.
He did. That's right.
It was terrible coverage by the Miami Dolphins. He was wide open on a swing pass.
But he had to outrun a couple guys.
Yeah. But you're right about that, Joe. Like, the home run ability that James Cook gives you, you do not get from Ray Davis. But you also have Ty Johnson there, right? You have a running back room. The Bills really go with the philosophy of running back room, which can take us and dovetail us into the discussion on James Cook and what he said, yesterday, about his contract. And one thing he did talk about was being able to play on third down more. Like, he not only said, I want to do it, he said, and I'm going to do it.
Right.
And that was really interesting. And that's a big part of what the Bills do philosophically with the running back room, which is, James Cook basically is not on the field on third down very much.
Right.
And that's when he mentioned it, I said to him, okay, what does that mean? Does that mean you need to improve pass blocking? How do you do that? And he said, it's everything. It's, you know, pass blocking. It's catching the ball. He said, that's what I need to do. And then he stopped. He looked right at me and said, and I'm going to do it.
Yeah. And did that come off to you as he's just saying that as though he wants to do that, or he feels that he's in the plan to be in that role, that the Bills plan for him to do more of that? Because Ty Johnson didn't give anybody any reason for him to not be out there, right, in that situation. So Cook would really have to earn it, wouldn't he? Like, he'd have to really be – he'd have to show, you can trust me back there. If there's a blitzer coming, I'm going to pick it up. You can trust me to not drop the ball if I'm going to go out. He had a lot of that 2 years ago. Last year, not as much. Because Ty Johnson – Josh Allen called him one of the best third down backs in the league. So for James Cook, you know, he could play more on third downs and maybe not play the majority on third downs, because that guy is going to be tough to unseat for that specific role. Johnson does all the things, I think, that you really want out of that role. And Cook, it's just the pass protection, though, at this point, isn't it?
Yes.
It's just wondering, like, is that's the only part. Like, is he going to get lit up by a linebacker if a guy is coming through the hole? Because him going out and catching passes, like last year, I think he did great in that, and I don't think there's much of a question there. So he's also maybe speaking that way, Sal, because he might think that's one of the reasons he's not, at the moment, getting paid a big contract. Is if you are sitting in a meeting room with if it's Cook's agent and the team, and they're going back and forth in contract negotiations, like one thing the team is probably going to bring up is, well, are we going to give you Saquon Barkley money when you aren't playing half the snaps? And the reason you're not playing half the snaps is because of all this.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and listen, at the end of the day, James Cook being here is a great thing, and him playing is a great thing. Him practicing is a great thing. Brandon Bean says a day ago, I hope next year he's back on the field with this team.
Yep.
James Cook says yesterday, I'm going to get my money and I'm going to get paid wherever that is.
Wherever that is.
I mean, I think we can all see where this is going, which is James Cook wants to win in a Buffalo Bills uniform. There's no doubt.
Yep.
He also wants to get paid as one of the top running backs in the league. He thinks he's one of the best running backs in the league. He said that. Mm-hmm. He wants to get paid like that. And if the Bills aren't going to match that or come up to where that is, he'll go find that money elsewhere. That's basically what he said yesterday when he talked with the media. That's the way I took
it. He is kind of doing both, right? Like his words are telling you he definitely cares about getting that payday. But he's here. And why is he here? I mean, he said Super Bowl, right? Like he said those words. Like he wants to win a Super Bowl here. And I don't think it has to be an either or. Like, do you care about winning or do you care about getting paid? I think in this instance, you see a guy that is he's trying to do both. He wants to win, and he's going to, you know, I think if in his dream scenario, he would win the Super Bowl with the team this year, and if they didn't want to pay him, he would go get paid somewhere else, and he would be perfectly fine with that.
Yeah, I think James Cook, at some point through this process, maybe he knew it early on, which is why he tried to get his money when he could. But at some point in this process, I think him and his representatives realized, okay, you are still under contract, and you're going to get a chance to be paid once your contract's up. Like, that's just the way this works. Get it now would be great. But the fact that he didn't get it now, he's like, okay, I got to wait a year. But when I wait a year, now you have to pay me. Someone's got to pay me next year, right?
Yeah.
Whether that's what he wants or not, he no longer has a contract. It's an open bid next year as long as he becomes a free agent.
If the Bills don't do the transition tag
correct.
Or whatever.
And I think that's the philosophy he's taking right now, which is, I'm here. I'm a Buffalo Bill. I'm all in. But at the end of this year, it's open bidding process.
Yeah. How's he look, by the way, so far in camp?
I mean, he had the highlight of the day yesterday.
Yeah.
He took a swing pass in the flat, about 70 yards, for a legit touchdown. And I say it that way, Joe, because usually those touchdowns aren't legit out here. These guys, they're not tackling everybody.
Yeah.
So they kind of let you get through a little bit, and they just go and touch you and tag you up. Not the case. He caught the ball. Reggie Gilliam made a block in front of him. He made one cut, got to the sidelines. There was nobody home except way downfield. Damar Hamlin was out there, and Tyrell Shavers got in his way, and James Cook just kind of navigated.
Yeah. Yeah, you saw the speed on that play for sure. Yeah, it wasn't one of those you get like the one-arm tackle where you're not really sure if he would have brought him down or not, and they just let it play out, which is usually what it seems that they'll end up doing out there in the first couple of days of practice. So we'll talk more about James Cook. You can give us your thoughts at 803-0550. James Cook saying yesterday that he does still want to get paid, of course, and that he said the words wherever it is. So we'll see if that ends up being here with the Bills. How the offense looked yesterday, I want to get into that with you coming up next. The passing offense especially and where they were attacking the field. There's a lot to get to from Bills training camp. Around the league stuff as well. I've got a fantasy fix / fantasy fade for you a little bit later on from the guy that's standing out around the league. It's not Travis Hunter. We spent a lot of time on Travis Hunter yesterday. Have you followed at all what he's done early on in camp? It's like all offense. It's like all offense. So we'll see. I'm sure they have a plan for him, and he'll end up getting some corner snaps as well.
Well,
maybe.
I guess you could in any team. Let's go a little deep here for a second.
Sure.
On the Buffalo Bills, if they had this type of player, and they wanted him to play both sides of the ball, they said, we're going to do this.
Yeah.
Where would they train him first and most? On the Buffalo Bills, if it was a guy here.
If they had this player, like they, I think.
And they said, we're going to use them both, but we gotta do it right. Would he spend most of his time early on at corner or most of his time early on at receiver here in Buffalo?
I tend to think they would start at receiver. Am I wrong in this? Receiver would be more to learn right away?
See, that's my philosophy, except for one thing.
Yeah.
I think in this system, with this team, they'd want to make sure he's – because I think they could feel you could put him at receiver and we can give him a handful of plays. That's not the case at corner. You can't mess up. You got to know the system.
Right.
Leon Cohen's team, offensive team, Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Maybe they're like, we got to get this guy integrated on offense.
Yeah. It depends, too, like what you like to run. I don't know what Liam Cohen's defensive coordinator likes to run.
Right.
Remember what they did last year, though? They did this against the Bills. They ran man coverage like crazy.
Right.
And it got a beat against the Bills. If they do something like that, that's not the Bills. The Bills are zone heavy. They always have been. That's more communication with your teammates and knowing where to be.
That's why I say I think it'd be different
depending
on who your coach is and what your system is.
If you play like a man-heavy defense, I mean, what do you tell – you're covering
that guy.
You're going and covering that guy.
Yep.
Go out there and cover him. And that's kind of all you need to really – you know, I'm sure there's more to it than that. But that's the basis of it.
It's a really interesting conversation.
Yeah. 803-0550 is the phone number. The Bills passing offense – looked good yesterday, and there was a bounce back from Keon Coleman. We'll get to that when we return. Sal Capaccio is in for Jeremy White this morning. We'll have Matt Parrino coming up a little bit later on this morning at 8 a.m., but we got plenty of time for your phone calls at 803-0550. It's Jeremy and Joe live from St. John Fisher here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.